when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. I find myself sitting here in front of this mixer with a couple of record players and a handful of old-time records. I guess at this point I may as well just play them all, don't you think? Why not? It's another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show back for another week. Here on the radio or the smart speaker or the iPad or the whatever kind of device you happen to be listening to the show on this week. Got the usual handful of records. Have a 78 of the week. Got a waltz coming up. All the usual stuff that you have come to expect here on the Zumpa Hour. And I'm going to jump right in there with one. I've played this before. I played it by a million different people. And I feel like I just played this version of it, but maybe not. I love the song anyway. It'll be stuck in my head for the rest of the week. There's Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra to kick things off, and it's just another polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my arm.
Ah, there you go, one of the probably 100 different versions of that song, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. It's just another polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad to have you along for another round here. Uh-oh. My played stack, the stack where records that have been played go, is not here anymore. Where am I going to put these records? I'm going to have to put that over there for now, I guess. It's not a good spot, but it's going to have to do. Somehow I neglected to clear out a space to put the records as I play them this week. Oh, well, let's do another oldie. They're all oldies. We only play records on this show, but this is an older oldie anyway. Here's Ray Henry and the orchestra and the Jukebox Polka. And there you have it there, Ray Henry and the orchestra. That's the Jukebox Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for a ride here. Let's take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, just because it seems like a good time to do that. You know, I talk about how they have 1,400 accordions on display and all the fantastic research materials they have at their disposal. They have their accordion repair and technician school and et cetera, et cetera. We talk about it every week. And then I always mention that you can check their website, worldofaccordions.org. And check there. You can take a look at pictures of some of the exhibits in the museum, and you can read a lot of history. You can see the concert hall. And I always mention that you can see the upcoming schedule of events. Well, there is a major event coming up next month that I thought I would, because otherwise I'll forget, that I would be sure to mention in the show this week. And that, of course, is World of Accordion Day. It's Accordion Day on May 6th this year. And, of course, they're celebrating World of Accordion Day at the World of Accordions Museum. Yes, it happens on May 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And I would read the list of what's happening, but it is extensive. There's a lot. When the event kicks off on Thursday, the 2nd of May, there's a free concert for families. Yep. Jane Christensen, Janie Next Door, does a free concert for families at 6 o'clock Thursday, May 2nd. On Friday the 3rd, there's the official dinner. There's rehearsal of the accordion and concertina music band. And friends, the Saturday lineup has got so many activities and so many things going on. I couldn't even begin to explain it to you. Music, shows, presentations, stuff. Same deal for Saturday, May 5th. A ton of activities going on. And if you want to find out more, visit worldofaccordions.org. and you can click on the little thing there that says events and schedules or whatever it is that it says. It says something like that. And upcoming concerts and events, and you can check it all out for yourself. Make plans now. It's coming up in about a month from this, depending when you're hearing the show, because the shows all have varying dates depending what radio station you're listening and when they choose to listen to it. But it's coming up first weekend in May, so plan accordingly. World Accordion Day. You find out more at worldofaccordions.org. All right. Elmer Scheid and his band right here, ready to go with the Grain Belt Polka. Yes, Elmer Scheid and the band there. That's the Grain Belt Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And, yeah, this happens every week right here, same spot on your dial. Man, I tell you what, it's been an interesting interesting week with my grandson. I don't know if you've been hearing the stories or not, but, yeah, I've exposed him to all sorts of new things. For example, the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes came up in conversation over the last week. So, of course, I had to show him the trailer for the movie. He said, "That's stupid." Well, of course it's stupid. It's the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And then what else happened last week? It's been a weird week with little kids, man. He discovered ventriloquism. That's my fault. He's almost 8 years old. That's my fault because we were playing and I made something talk without moving my lips. Ha. And he was like, "Graham, what are you doing?" I said, "It's ventriloquism. That's what they call it when you make something else talk. You're throwing your voice." And they used to use dolls. I didn't want to say dummies because he wasn't ready for that yet. That you would take with you and that you can move their mouth with a little thing on the back of their head. And you can make them talk. And then you say words for them without your mouth moving. Which led to the closet where I pulled out my Dan O'Day ventriloquist dummy and did a few quick jokes with Danny. And, yeah, so now that's kind of the running joke, is Grandpa's always saying things without moving his mouth. And, yeah, it's been a weird week, let me tell you. Anyway, this song is obviously blazingly true. How long has polka music been around? A couple of hundred years, I would guess. I mean, I've never really looked it up, but it's been a long time. And this record itself is 40 or 50 years old. Here are the Michigan Cavaliers. Polka music is here to stay.
Listen to that sound, music we like to play. polka music is here to stay. Let's be happy and gay. Polka music is here to stay.
I guess, you know, time has already proven that, because polka music has been around for an awful long time. So I think it has been demonstrated that it is here to stay. I mean, they said rock and roll is here to stay, too, and that's still around. So I think the polkas have at least the same longevity. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, you're in tune to Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show each and every week, wherever you happen to be listening. You'll hear this show and these stacks of polka records. Sometimes they're even authentically scratchy and everything, so you know it's the real deal. All right, here's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. It's the Old Box Polka. There you go, Johnny Pecan with the orchestra, of course, the Old Box Polka. Seems to me like a sign dedicated to somebody in need of a new concertina. That's what I think. But anyway, Johnny Pecan here at Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And by the way, if you'd like to get a request on or a dedication or a question, comment, whatever, Oompa, our world headquarters, is just a smidgen of technology away. First of all, you can email. That's the best. Oompa Hour at AOL.com. AOL.com. That's real easy. Oompa Hours, all one word, all small letters. Oompa Hour at AOL.com. Facebook, too, Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or if you have a phone, a smartphone, a dumb phone, a wall phone, a pay phone, I don't care, you can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985. It's like the Oompa Hour hotline. All right there. All right. Let's go to the Tempo of Dakota. This is by Oompa Town's Finest, it says, and Floyd Schlottman doing the singing.
When the moon is new, daily work is through, I take you by the hand. Then from door to door, maybe share to shore, we seek a certain band. When a Nordic beat echoes up the street, a lilting oompa pa, then our search. Dakota, it really is a thing. Around and around we go, all dancing as we sing. All agree it's different, the song of polka land. But tempo Dakota, it's grand.
Dakota's really grand. There's Oompa Town's Finest. I don't think I want to argue with those guys. Floyd Schlottman singing. It says so right on the record, so I figured it was important enough to tell you. Anyway, Tim's Oompa Hour rolling right along. We'll have our official waltz coming up here in just a few minutes. I have a Shellac Attack record to play, our 78 of the week. We always have a 78 every week. Everything sounds great on a 78. That's coming up. And, of course, over the past week, baseball has kicked off here in Minnesota. Of course, Minnesota Twins had their home opener on Thursday. Not this coming, the last, you know what I mean. So we got to play the Wind Twins polka. We always give that one a spin at least once a year. So I got to get that one found and ready to go, too. But right now, Marion Lush, I'm not counting that as any kind of a waltz. Here's beer, beer, beer.
Fellas have many problems. Why not get drunk for a year? Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to good cheer.
Beer, beer, beer. dear. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have another beer. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have.
Why not get drunk for a year? Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to a cheer.
Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have.
There you go, Marion Lush there. Beer, beer, beer. Yeah, easy enough here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Here's a record we haven't heard in a long, long time. I know that because I found it on a shelf I haven't been to in a long, long time. It got set aside with a bunch of other records. And this is Tiny and his Polka Boys. Now, see, I wrote it down on my list here and I put Tony. It's not Tony, it's Tiny. Tiny and his Polka Boys. Can't believe I ate the whole thing. Remember those commercials? Oh, man, can't believe he ate the whole thing there, Tiny and his polka boys. It's one of the few records that fades out, man. That seems like cheating on a polka record. Anyway, this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're talking about baseball, of course. Kind of kicked off, you know, like a week or so ago. And then last week, like the Minnesota Twins had their home opener. So that means, of course, I need to play the Wind Twins polka. It's required. It's in the contract for the show. I just made that up. But anyway, there's Marv Masterman in the orchestra.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. Watch that baseball score. Crack out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today. And Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Oh, we'll root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Go, Marv Masterman of the orchestra. As for all Minnesota Twins fans, I know there's a bunch of them around where I'm at, where you're at. You know, if you're listening to Miami or down there in Texas this week, you probably could care less about the Minnesota Twins. But anyway, there's the Wind Twins polka, Marv Masterman of the orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, each and every week here on the show, we play at least one shellac record, 178 RPM record. From before we had vinyl records or polystyrene records, we had shellac records, baby. And I got Johnny Vadden on the orchestra here, and I'm pretty sure there's an RCA Victor 78 that I'm pretty sure was made after 45s came along. Just at a glance with the label design and everything, I want to say this is going to be early 50s. You could very well have this record on a 45. I don't, but here's the deal. I noticed that those early 50s 45s are recorded super quietly, so it's easy for the scratches and the surface noise to kind of overcome the music a little bit. And I find that they're just not as bright and clear and punchy as the same song released on a 78, because I put this on the machine, and I was like, holy crap, that record sounds good. And it's a stinking shellac 78. Man, they knew how to make records back in the day. Here's Johnny Vadenol and the orchestra. What you having at the tavern?
Some pals one evening from down around my way, and when my pals were leaving, here's what I heard them say. What you having at the tavern on the corner with that old gang on Saturday?
conversation that sparkles like the wine. Will you have an inclination to sing Sweet Adeline? You will find a way to say goodbye to sorrow. With a smile or two, you're sure to do all right. What you having at the tavern on the corner with that old gang on Saturday conversation that sparkles like the wine. Will you have an inclination to sing Sweet Adeline? You will find a way to say goodbye to sorrow. With a smile or two, you're sure to do all right. What you have at the tavern on the corner with that old gang on Saturday night.
Man, I'm telling you what, that record sounded so good. I don't know if that pulled off that much difference to you, but I'm sitting here listening to it in headphones, and I listen to the records really loud. Oh, man, good sounding 78 there. You know what they say, it always sounds great on a 78. It does. Johnny Vadnall and the orchestra, Tony Vadnall doing the singing on that one here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I'm going to get our waltz lined up here now. Got to get our official weekly waltz in while I work on that. I have the Jolly Brothers in the band over here on turntable number two. And I always said this was the Helena Polka. And then I heard Molly B. introduce the song as the Helena Polka. So have I been saying it wrong for like 50 years? I don't know. I always wonder that. And I was like, I can look it up. I can find out. You can just go to some polka shows on the internet and listen to where they're introducing the song. And you'd be like, hey, it is the Helena Polka. So I don't know. But here's the Jolly Brothers in the band. It'll give you something to listen to while I find us a waltz over here on the other turntable. So here you go. There you go, the Helena Polka. That's how I'm saying it, because that's how Molly B. said it. The Jolly Brothers in the band here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, in each and every show, we always like to include at least one waltz. I have one for you. I have the Motka Waltz. Frank Wojnarowski is doing this one, so I'm giving you, I'm stalling a little bit. So anyone who wants to dance has time, shove the coffee table out of the way. Maybe you scooch the kitchen table or, I don't know, roll up the rug or whatever you got to do so you don't trip on anything. We don't want any kind of hazards out there. For you waltzers, here's Frank Wojnarowski. And, yeah, it is the Motka Waltz.
Zostawiasz mnie. Mamo, ach, mamo droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie. Coś mnie nauczyła i tak dobraś była, nigdy nie zapomnę, nie. Mamo, ach, mamo, droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie.
There you go, dancers. You made it through another one there. That's the Motka Waltz. That's Frank Wojnarowski here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show back for another week. This happens every week, you know. So, you know, feel free to join us here in the same spot next week, you know, because we're a pretty easygoing bunch around here, all 16 of my different personalities. Anyway, got another one here, haven't played for quite some time. I have Johnny Prill and the band with a little thing called Polka Radio.
Polka, polka, polka radio. I turn on the radio, I tune into the polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, the Dynatones and the new brass. Little Wally's good old sing-along. A new release just
installed today by Jimmy Sturr, man, he can play. And Eddie V, I love the way he sings. And by request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, then one by America's Polka King. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays the polka hits for me and you. Sure sound grand, I love Renata's off-girl band. Happy Louie's happy trumpet sound. Dick Miller's got a lively beat. Ray J moves my dancing feet. Next we have the boys from our hometown. Chicago's push, we all agree. They play the finest harmonies. And TBC, they always sound so right. Yes, all across this polka land, we meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you.
There you have it there, Johnny Prill and the Orchestra at Polka Radio here on Tim's Hoompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, giving you an example exactly of Polka Radio right now, whether you're listening on a radio station or maybe a web stream or a download or a smart speaker or a podcast. Heck, I don't know where stuff comes from anymore. But anyway, Johnny Prill and the band here at Tim's Hoompa Hour. Stand by. What do we have coming up here? The Clara Polka is on the way. I've got the Heidelberger Polka coming up here before we run out of time. And after that, I think we're just going to kind of see how things go.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's get back to work here, see what we can fit into the show yet this week, huh? Let's do the Clara Polka. It's Frank Kurzawa here on Tim's Hoompa Hour. having Frank Kuzawa there, the Clara Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple of more songs. Think I can get away with a couple of more? We'll find out. Here's it Paul Kuhn or Paul Keen? K-U-H-N. I always wonder about that. Anyway, it's the Heidelberger Polka. That much I know, right, huh?
Heidelberger Polka.
There you go. Obviously, the Heidelberger Polka. Guy said so right in the record there. Paul Keen in the orchestra. I'm going to go with that anyway. Gosh, I'm looking at the old clock on the wall. I'm going to squeak in one more song here. I think I get away with a quick one. Just a little quick one. Quick little Whoopi John number. Going to wrap up the show. Here's the Dove Polka. John there. That is the Dove Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall says, hey, bucko, it's time you roll the theme song and get out of here, man. So, that's what I'm going to do, all right?
getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Tupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.